You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on the Cooligans, we are catching up with some USMNT news, a couple transfers. Also, we have our first Premier League, active Premier League player on the show. It's insane.
That's right. We talked to Zach Steffen of Manchester City. We talked to him about a lot, talking about men's national team, the move from MLS to Europe, stuff that happened in Dusseldorf, and Voice Now organization that he has. Absolutely amazing. That and more today on the Cooligans!
Yo, it's me, Dave Vianich here, and I've been hanging out with the Cooligans, having a nice, and I hope you've been having a nice too.
Yeah, baby!
Vamos! Yes!
Zach Steffen!
Yes! You know what? Can you do a straight up 5 minute yeah baby, and then we just, you know, do a seamless transition into our interview with Zach Steffen?
I think that might wouldn't work. It be funny if I just did it and then commercial come back and it's like, Zach Steffen's here.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello, welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right, I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest soccer show that has ever lived.
That's right. It also happens to be the gulliest. It also happens to be the most Zach Steffen-ish.
Okay. It's the Premier League-iest of all right. Soccer shows. All right?
It's about time we got a win in that category.
No, we're excited about today's show because, yes, we have our first active Premier League player, goalkeeper for Manchester City, obviously Zach Steffen. So can't wait to talk to him. We have so many things to discuss. There's so much going on. Obviously, the other day we obviously spoke about the U.S. men's national team in the whopping
wet ass exactly what wet ass pitch.
Yeah, that's right. What is this? Okay, in Cuba, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Against Trinidad, and there's obviously a lot of news because just Paul Arriola played very, very well in that game. I believe he got 2 goals. He's going on loan. He's leaving DC United for a short-term deal. Okay, it's not, babe, it's not serious. Okay,
yeah,
I just need to see what's
day.
Out there.
It's one day.
But he's going to join Jordan Morris at Swansea.
So this is huge.
Yeah,
especially if you look at Paul Arriola, look how glowingly he, you know, or just how proud he was to have come back from such a horrific injury.
Yeah,
to do that, to come back and get a chance to go to Europe, even if it's a loan, even if it's, you know, I'm not sure if there's an option to buy at the end of it, but just a loan, it doesn't matter that it's championship level. I mean, this is just shows constant progress.
Yeah, I think he's going to do great. And yeah, he has a great history, right? He was at, was he at Cholos? Where was he? He was at Cholos, right?
Yeah, he was at Cholos. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. The dude speaks Spanish well. I don't know how handy that's going to come in Wales, but, yeah. You know.
por favor, señor. And they were like, we need you to leave this country.
Okay, no. You need to be using words with no vowels. Okay?
Yeah. How come the word you used didn't have an X, a C, an H, and an X next to it?
I think it's going to be great. It's going to be interesting to see them play. I think Jordan Morris did get his first minutes for Swansea over the weekend, and it was interesting. Yeah, honestly, the thing that was strange to me, that like a little shocking, was seeing him not in a USA or Sounders kit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was just like, oh, my little boy's. He's growing up, you know?
Yeah, like, you were like, they swapped jerseys at the beginning of the game? Oh, wait, this is in Sounders.
Yeah. But I think having Morris, definitely, you know, with a player, probably a friend of someone that he knows well on the same team, can only bodes well for both of them. I think
you need to
do
have
great.
An American with you, someone who can relate, someone who you can say, Yo, everyone sounds like it's, you know, like they're speaking in like, you know, Harry Potter wizard.
Yeah. You need someone that you can make fun of the rest of the people with. Yeah. You know,
imagine not having that. I mean, that's just a tough existence.
Well, they say that in general, like I've heard a couple jokes like this. I think Ali Wong does this joke about how basically what she loves about being with her husband. Her husband's also, I think, Vietnamese, and they're both Asian. So they can make fun of other cultures together. And like,
right.
So that's essentially how they bond. You know, they can roast other people.
Right. Like if I do it, that's cool. My wife does it. I'm like, hey, babe, come on. Hey. Disrespectful. Jesus. As I'm taking off my headdress, I was using to make fun of their nation.
You're going to embarrass me like this, you know?
Yeah, babe, honestly, I'm uncomfortable.
All right. So look, I'm thrilled about today's show. I mean,
that's right. Because we have Zach Steffen on the show.
Manchester City goalkeeper. Let's go.
Let's go. We'll be back right after this. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, there's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's looking
She's like booty pic, booty pic, booty pic sandwich.
Dan, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community. Of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly, but you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join, you can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like you know, merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So it's, if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining, and it definitely helps the show grow, so we can do a bunch of other fun things, you know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now.
All right, baby, we back on the Cooligans Living Room FC, and Christian, our guest is finally here.
I am absolutely thrilled. It is, we talk about the Premier League from time to time. And
we bring it up, you know, it seems like they got fans, you know, out of nowhere, you know. I feel like they'll do good soon. You know what I mean? I feel like they'll survive as a league.
You know? It's a growing league, as they say. Yeah. absolutely excited. We've had a bunch of players on the show, MLS players, Bundesliga players, former
La Liga players, everyone.
But we have not had an active Premier League player on the show, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have this man on the show.
That's right. I mean, guys, you know him from his time at Columbus Crew. You know him from the men's national team. You know him from Manchester City. How exciting is this? Pull your goddamn car over and put your hands together for the one, the only, the men's national team number one, Zach Steffen, everybody.
Zach, what's up, man?
Wow, that was an intro. Thank you, guys.
I didn't even talk about Philly. I didn't bring up all that. I went straight for all your accomplishments.
It was perfect.
It's a solid resume, for real. Zach, obviously, you know, we're in the United States. You're currently in Manchester. We saw you for years. You know, we're Yeah, admittedly, we're NYCFC fans, and you've broken our hearts a couple times.
You've almost enjoyed breaking our hearts.
So we've seen you in Major League Soccer for years, and it's been absolutely, inspiring and really, really cool to, first see you at Dusseldorf and now at Manchester City. The first question is, how's it going in Europe overall? I know this year is, and last year is obviously different for any footballer in the country, but what has your experience been like playing in Germany and now finding some real standing in Manchester City?
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, it's been a ride for sure. Germany was cool. Had my sister over there with me there, which was nice. And unfortunately, kind of halfway through the season, had to deal with some injuries, so that was tough. Not being really with the team and being so far from home and being injured, that was tough. But there's brighter days ahead, and yeah, Manchester's been great so far. I'm just hoping the weather here turns soon and the warmth can come, and hopefully fans in the stadium.
Have they not advised you that warmth is not coming? Have they not?
They're like, hey, buddy, don't get your hopes up.
I know.
You're going to use sunglasses for 15 minutes all
year. Seriously. I know. Wishful thinking.
I'm like, please don't tell me they lied to you. When you got the move to Manchester City, it must have been absolutely incredible. We actually got a chance to meet when you were in Dusseldorf and we did a little trip out there. Was it that big of a difference? Is there that big of a, because for MLS fans in particular, we think of Europe sometimes as like, can our guys get there? And over the past few years, so many have gone and you're one of those. What is the difference? Like, what are some of the things that are maybe shocking, or some things you're like, yo, we do this all the time, or we do it even better in MLS?
That's a good question. Just the culture over here is just so much different. The culture of the sport, the fans, the passion that they have for their team, their club, is so different than in the States. Obviously, the States has NFL, NBA, baseball, hockey. Over here, it's really rugby. It's football. So I would say, yeah, the culture. Everybody just kind of bleeds their club colors, and it's really awesome to witness. I'm very blessed to be over here and to witness two different cultures and two different countries and all that stuff, and playing two different leagues and two of the best leagues in the world. And it's been good.
Yeah. I imagine when you were at Columbus, you could probably like go to the grocery store and you get recognized here and there, but for the most part, it'd be all right. Is that, are you dealing with like, even, whether Manchester or in Dusseldorf, were you able to just actively be around or
Germans seem more respectful. I think in Manchester, like, oh, good save. You're just like trying to pick out,
You make a good point. I know. I mean, in Columbus, Columbus, I didn't get spotted at all. Dusseldorf, towards the end, a little bit. Here and there, I'll get spotted. But I mean, in Manchester, it's been locked down for pretty much most of the time I've been here. I definitely had a month or two where I was able to go out to restaurants or kind of check out the scene around here, but I haven't really been able to ever. And every time you go out, you're wearing a mask, so it's not like people can actually like recognize you. But I mean, I like being low key and not being kind of followed by the paparazzi.
You have a mask on. People are just like, look at that tall security guard.
That guy. There you go.
He's a big dude. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, this is the thing that struck me as odd when I first met you, because we've talked to goalkeepers before, and the best way to explain it is there's generally like a sense that a goalkeeper's going to flip out. They're wild. You know what I mean? They're on the edge. You're chill. Yeah. What happens? When do you switch on? Because you're not that guy when you're on the field, but off the field, most goalkeepers are like bonkers. And
I know. I'm very mellow. I would say I really get in the zone when I put the AirPods in, leading up to the game, and I put some music on. But other than that, I'm very, very quiet, very, very chill.
Is yeah, it like just, I don't... just opera in your ears? I guess.
Yeah, opera. What am I listening to?
Is it like death metal or is it like Little Baby? So we got some Brooklyn Drill. What are we listening to?
Oh my
to?
Gosh.
Pop Smoke? You bring Pop Smoke out to Manchester City?
Pop Smoke, okay. Yeah. Okay. RIP.
Let's go. Yeah. King of New York.
Hip hop rap. Maybe a little EDM, but mostly hip hop rap for sure. Meek Mill, Drake, Tory Lanez.
You know, he went Philly first, right? He threw me a bill in there.
Oh, for sure. Always.
Dreams and nightmares get you hyped, though.
Okay, yeah. You got to let everybody in Manchester know what's going on out here.
Of course.
It is, we've had a couple goalkeepers, and there is a, there's almost like this thing, like in comedy, like, other comedians will judge you if you are like too much of something. If you have a calm demeanor, like I'm polite, and people are like, well, I guess he's never gonna make it. You know what
something
I mean?
Something wrong with him. He's too nice. Yeah.
Do you have
and
to,
I'm the
like,
other way. I'm like, they're like, how do we shut Alexis up?
Like, do you have to convince? Has that been your career where you had to convince your teammates, like, you know, I am legit, and then as soon as I put the gloves on, like that's when you're gonna see who I really am.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I go into new teams, I'm quiet. I really just let my play do the talking. And then when they realize that I can be here and I can compete and I can play at this level, then that's
It's like the first day in prison where you got to punch
exactly.
A guy.
Exactly. Right. No, you got to be smart and kind of you got to stay back a little bit.
Not me. I'm like, hey, course. Fellas. Like, wow, what you did to the end of that spoon is sharp.
and let's talk a little bit about Man City. Obviously, climbing up, doing so well. Obviously, in the Premier League, you've been getting some Premier League starts. Champions League starts. I mean, it's super exciting as a USMNT fan to see that and to
as an Arsenal fan though, not as exciting.
Okay, yeah, we're a little concerned in that regard. But when it comes to let's talk a little bit about Manchester City and how things are going, especially given the team was struggling with obviously some COVID positive tests but still finding ways to get points and get wins. You're playing, obviously you have Ederson there as well. What's that competition like at obviously at such a huge club and like the standard, right? And what they're asking of you. How does it and stopping shots from these absolutely Jesus and Kevin De Bruyne. I mean, it must be absolutely insane. What's that experience been like so far?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been a wild, crazy ride. Yeah, with COVID, with no fans, with just three games every week, being out injured for so long, and then coming to Manchester City, playing with these guys. I mean, that was a crazy step up. And definitely, I needed some time to settle in, get comfortable, get used to the speed and everything. But I feel settled. I feel as happy as I can be right now in this whole situation that we're in. I'm blessed. I'm lucky to be able to continue to work and get paid and stay safe. So I can't complain too much. I would say the competition with Eddie and Scott, our goalkeeping crew is really good. They're great guys. They're great competitors, great players. I've learned a lot from them. They've hopefully learned a few things from me, at least about America. And
you're like, your cheese comes wrapped in plastic individually. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, they would, you don't get the whole block.
It's cool. It's a good group of guys. Training's fun every day. Besides the cold and the wet and the wind, training's fun every day. And competition's good. And I feel like I've gotten a lot better since being here. And that's the goal.
What if, when you think about, the big fear when you got sort of called back from your loan and going straight to Manchester City is there's a lot of competition, right? I've never heard Ederson called Eddie. I like it. It's right. Ederson seems like an intimidating dude. The dude's got a neck. He looks like he was born with a neck tattoo.
Bro, yeah.
Also, the dude took a
big dude, bro.
He took cleats to the face from Sadio Mane and was back in like 3 weeks.
Okay. He's a true goalkeeper, man. He's got a screw loose in his head.
He was like, let's go. He's excited to get a cleat to the head. He was like a boxer after the first punch. He's like, all right,
he probably trained the next day, too. He probably trained the next day.
I would have taken a month off. Are you kidding me? I would have showed up bubble wrap.
Any normal human would have.
when you get called in and now you're a part of this squad and you're seeing the level of competition, talk a little bit about what you thought maybe for your prospects for the national team, because as far as I'm concerned, you're the number one, but you also need minutes, right? Were you put in an awkward position, or were you saying to yourself, like, yo, it's cool, I'm gonna go get those minutes. I'll be fine.
And I'll add this, because everybody here was like, oh, he shouldn't go, he's never gonna play. And then even we see people every time you do play, people post on Twitter like, they quote like, he's never gonna play or whatever. Yeah. So
I trusted the whole time, but go ahead.
My man. Thanks, bro.
So you know.
Appreciate you.
I got you back, baby.
I think obviously the thought about I had discussions with my agent, with Greg Berhalter, with my parents about getting games and trying maybe going on loan again to get games, coming back to Manchester. And we thought that, I signed with Manchester City. I want to play for this club. I want to be a part of it. I want to come here. I want to get tested. I want to learn from everybody around here, get better. And with hard work, good things come. So I'm lucky enough. I've been able to get some games and they've gone well. And so my focus is really just on the day-to-day, on the process is getting better, and everything will fall into line if I work hard, if I continue to keep the right mindset and just focus on those things.
You see yourself becoming a starter? I mean, I'm sure that's your goal.
For sure, that's my goal. Whether it's here, whether it's at another club, that's my goal. I want to be playing week in and week out. Right now, I'm happy. I'm happy with the process. I'm happy where I'm at right now. And I feel like, I'm right where I should be.
Okay. This has been the last like 2 years have been a fascinating time, especially for your U.S. men's national teammates, right? There's so many of you guys playing in Europe, playing at such a high level, and not simply like just on the bench. I mean, like starters and making highlights, right? Like week in, week out,
like whether it's
Gio Reyna, Pulisic. The World Cup qualifiers obviously coming up later this year. The last time around, it didn't go super, super well, and we're all there. There's a lot of pressure on everybody. There's an alarm. Sorry.
No, that's how excited we are to ask this question. Question alert. We do this on the show. The neighbors hate it, but.
I live near, this is what it's like
tornado?
To work from home. There's a volunteer fire department.
That means that we ran out of Taylor Ham.
Wait, are you a Taylor Ham or pork roll guy?
I'm more ham. I've never had pork roll, but I've heard good things.
Okay.
It's the two names. In North Jersey, we say Taylor Ham. In South Jersey,
Taylor
Philly,
ham. Okay.
Y'all call it pork roll, which is... Not the right way to say
it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Oh.
Scrapple, you guys sometimes say Scrapple as well.
Yeah.
Scrapple is a better product, even though it's kind of in the same family.
I will admit
that. It's more fun to like cut it up like a steak. But in a bacon, egg, and cheese, you replace the bacon with the Taylor ham. My God. Mention that to Greg Berhalter. He loves Taylor ham. He's a Jersey dude.
Does it? Okay. All right.
Taylor ham. I'm from New York, so we had that conversation. You know?
Let me ask again. So, speaking of the U.S. men's national team, obviously the World Cup qualifiers are coming up, and we're hoping it goes a little bit better than last time around. So there's a lot of pressure on everyone. But
Zach wasn't in goal. Don't even bring that up.
No, it has nothing to do. But I'm curious about the World Cup qualifiers and how it seems like the pool is just the talent is just absolutely incredible. What are you expecting missing from these World Cup qualifiers from the World Cup in Qatar? And is there any one that you feel like will be a star, whether it's you or somebody else on the team that you really think could really like make a name for themselves on a global level at next year's World Cup?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's a good. Who knows who's gonna ball out when that time comes? There's always someone though. But no, I mean, our focus is trying, just when we get together, is just trying to get to know one another on and off the field as much as possible. We have a lot of talent. We have a lot of youth. A lot of rising stars and a lot of we could have a really bright future, but we're very inexperienced internationally, especially when it comes to World Cup qualifying games down in those countries. Those are tough places to play. And who knows? I mean, maybe with COVID, there won't be so many fans and all this stuff. So it'll be, who knows? But yeah, those games are always going to be tough. Yeah, I'm very excited for the national team's future. I think we can have a lot of fun and a lot of success together, but I think there's going to be a lot of learning moments, and there's going to definitely be some downs where we need to stay together and keep strong, and that's just going to help build our chemistry and our team going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it is probably going to be hopefully a little easier to qualify without getting bags of pee thrown at you.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice.
What a dream.
Jeez.
One of my favorite things about it is it seems like from how down and low we all felt when the nation didn't qualify. Remember the club didn't qualify for the World Cup? To now, it seems like the pressure is building, right? It seems like. Like Christian mentioned, how many of these young players are playing incredibly well in Europe, from Pulisic to Weston McKennie, or now even Hoppy, mentioning Bundesliga, to now all of a sudden it's like you're kind of expected to win, right? You're getting these big wins against some of the teams that we're going to be qualifying against. Is there added pressure? And if so, are you guys sort of embracing it? Because it is a different feeling.
I mean, pressure's only like this. That's all outside noise. Expectations. U.S. soccer fans have high expectations for us, coming over to these big clubs.
Zach, you've been put on notice, okay?
I mean, but we have high expectations for ourselves and for the team, just as high, if not higher, than you guys do.
Yeah, yeah.
We obviously don't try and lose games, but I mean, soccer is a tough sport. 11 players on each team, and you're trying to score goals. It's tough. There's pressure, of course. But I mean, I think we've got a good group of guys with good heads on their shoulders that understand. The opportunity that we have. And I think we're all just really excited. And we have a lot of we're like, when we go out to training and stuff together at the national team, like it's like everybody's going 300 miles per hour. And we're just like so excited to be together and to like show each other and show the coaches what we've been doing and with our clubs and stuff. It's an exciting time for us, but it's also a time where we have to be mature and we have to be smart and clever and figure it out pretty soon, because these important games are coming up.
Yeah.
Does it help knowing that the national team head coach is also a sneakerhead? Because he wore Chinese New Year Jordan 5 Lows for the last national team match. I mean, you walk in and you're like, John Chek.
Greg, JB. He likes to think he's fresh. He likes to stay hip on with the music, with the
but
fashion.
But you got a stunt, right? Now you got to walk in and you got a stunt, because you can't let exactly. Your head coach have better game.
Hell no. Of course not. No, he's cool. Greg's cool. I mean, he talks to us about all that stuff, sneakers, music, anything kind of off the field that has to do with life, he'll talk to it. He's just like a very deep person. He's a cool guy. I really enjoyed getting to know him.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't imagine what it's like to be like in the locker room and have your national team head coach be like, yo, put on that new Pluto baby Pluto. Like, what?
Okay.
Uzi got bars, don't he? Anyway, put the cones out. You know, it's such a
okay, now let's start the tactic session.
Yeah. It's just hard for me to imagine that.
Yeah. The obviously he was your coach at Columbus as well. Yeah. So you have a great relationship with him. And, yes. You know, not many players get that opportunity to work with a coach for, you know, on a national team level and on a club level. So there must be some sense of comfort and good standing, you know, like getting to work with him.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah. We have a great relationship. Push each other. We have high expectations of each other. And yeah, that's how it should be. And no, it's been great so far.
Okay.
I'm very excited for the
future.
All
right. We have a couple questions from our fans, from our supporters group.
Okay.
They're called the Gully Squad, and they have a bunch of questions. There's a bunch of Columbus fans that
are look out.
Huge
fans. They're called Gully Squad.
Okay. they keep it real. All right. Sean Forsyth just said, "A go Terps." Okay,
go so Terps.
Not even a question.
There we just go.
A question.
Just an exclamation point.
I got a question. Go Terps. All right, that's
just
for me.
Emily Gerdes, she asked, "Did you have Thanksgiving with Sam Mewis and Rose Lavelle?" I remember I saw a video of you talking about meeting them and things like that. Obviously, you all play for the same club. And she asked, "Has it been helpful to have people like them around? Other you know, U.S. internationals."
Yeah. We did have Thanksgiving. Sam, her husband Rose came over. Janine Becky, who's U.S. Canadian, and then we had our chaplain, our U.S. chaplain from he was in London at the time, but you can't say that he traveled. but he came, and my friend, my best friend, who Dylan, who's been living with me here. So we had like eight people. I think Janine's roommate came as well, who's English. So we had a great Thanksgiving, a lot of food, great company. Janine and I have been hanging out, trying to stay sane during lockdown. So yeah, it's been nice to we get coffee and all that stuff, and with Sam and Rose sometimes. It's nice to have those guys over here. They understand kind of what you're going through and what it's like over here.
Yeah,
Rose got that typical goalkeeper energy, doesn't she? Like, you would think she was a goalkeeper. She's a wild one.
All right,
we had her on the show.
Yeah, you could definitely see it when you put it right? Like that. Yeah,
but look how great you know, both the men's and the women's club are thriving. I mean, they not only are they, you know, you guys are winning games, but it's a cool thing. Maybe from your perspective on the men's side of Manchester City, what's it like to see the investment, the energy put into the women's side almost just as much as the men's?
No, it's awesome. I mean, in Columbus, we didn't have a women's team. In Dusseldorf, we didn't have a women's team. So it's really cool to be able to kind of support another team, but in your same club. It's something. Yeah, it's like high school almost again in college. It's cool. It's cool to get to know those guys or those girls and see what they can do. Because they're health. They've got some talent, and it's fun to watch them and just become friends with them and get to know them.
And we have some more Gully Squad questions. I love this one. This is from Val Paschal. She asks, is Ederson actually the best penalty kick taker on City? She said that's the rumor. It feels like a wild rumor with Sergio Aguero and De Bruyne there.
Disrespectful.
so it feels rude, but
I've never heard that rumor, but I mean, I would say, yeah, he is, because he kicks so damn hard.
Yeah.
There's no way a keeper could react to it. He kicks so hard, so fast. It's insane. It's insane. Nobody knows how he does it.
Sometimes when we're watching the game, you'll see Ederson be able to sort of spot, you know, a pass from like half the
it's
field.
Absurd. It's absurd.
Does he do that in training?
Three
too,
quarters
like,
of the field.
Could you take it down a notch?
Dude, we'll do shooting drills when he's not in the goal, and he'll be like collecting the balls or whatever, and he'll be kicking them back to like half field or three quarters of the field, and he'll just punt it, and it'll go so high. It's absurd how he did, and it's with ease. It goes so far. it's absurd. And it's like, it's on a rope too. It's like, it's going where he wants it to be. Yeah. It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, man. They don't Nobody have enough like Tekker's videos for the goalkeepers.
No, they don't. Right? They don't.
Yeah.
Especially on him.
Yeah. There's a great question here from Mike Thomas, who is a Philly dude, Philly Union fan. So he represents you from where you're born and raised.
Nice.
He wants to know, what is your cheesesteak spot? And I'm also interested in what is your cheesesteak spot.
I always get asked this. I mean, I don't see, I'm not home so often that I can like really I have time to go and try different spots.
Were you even allowed to eat them growing up? Were you always training?
Of course. No. My dad, he loves finding, whenever I'd have tournaments or anything, my dad would always look for like the best like restaurants in town, and we'd always go there and try new things. It was awesome. So I always put my faith on him whenever we go and into Philly and we get a cheesesteak. But I mean, I like Pat's, I like Gino's. I mean, there's just so many. That are just so good. I mean, I like the hole in the walls, honestly, that no one really knows of the most.
Man. Okay. This is from Andrew Johnson. He asked, who is more serious, Pipa or Caleb Porter? Do either of them ever laugh? This is coming from a Columbus Crew fan.
Wow. Caleb is definitely much more serious. Pipa's really only kind of stone cold when we're losing or he's not really playing too well, but no, other than that, people he's Argentinian, he's always really smiley, unless he's tired. People is great to have in the locker room. Smiley, funny, great accent, great guy.
Now I might be mispronouncing this guy's name, but Dave Hageman asked, what's your weirdest Lutz fan and Steel story? And Fannenspiel?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we met him when we were in Germany. He walked in and did like a round table. And for about 20 minutes, I was like, is this guy a comedian pranking us? You know what I mean?
He's an interesting guy, huh? Yeah. He's an interesting guy.
He got like this energy, like he's like trying to sell you something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
yeah, for sure. No, he's an interesting guy. Good guy. I mean, I don't really have too many stories. He's just like a character.
Yeah.
My sister dog sat for him when he was away, and when his wife and his daughter were away for a little bit. Just a good guy. He took care of me when I was over there, but yeah, interesting guy.
Yeah, I remember I mentioned that I was Cuban, and he's like, I coached there. And I was like, soccer?
He's played everywhere. It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah, because he's now, I guess, a sporting director for St. Louis.
St. Louis. Yep.
I'd love to get a video of him trying Emo's Pizza for the first time. That would be hilarious. Ooh,
there you go.
Why does this exist?
Justin Friedberg asks, how did it feel to get your first Premier League start to be against your fellow American teammate and Pennsylvania native, obviously, Christian Pulisic?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome to share that moment together for me. It's obviously great to see him. Great to see him doing well. The team might be struggling a little bit, but he's doing well. He's enjoying it. So it's good to see him. Obviously, it was amazing to get my Premier League debut. I mean, this was a league I've been watching since I can remember on the weekends and with my dad. It was really a dream come true.
I'm curious simply about what was the group chat like when that GQ photo spread of Christian Pulisic came out.
How hot did the keyboard section of your iPhone get?
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, that came out of nowhere. Oh my god.
He didn't tell nobody. He just
No.
I see why though.
He kept that on the low. Yeah, seriously. I mean, I don't blame him. Jeez, yeah, that was funny.
We would be remiss if we didn't ask you about Voice Now, the foundation that you started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so Voice Now, it's just I come from a family that cares about people, that just cares. It's always about kind of doing the right thing and being a good person. I'm very blessed, and I've had a lot of support and things go my way to be where I am today. My community's helped me a lot. Whether I was in Maryland, whether it was back home, Well, that was in Columbus. So, I mean, I just want to, after the whole George Floyd killing, we all saw that and we all felt those emotions together. So I just wanted to kind of spread some light and put some smiles on some faces in this dark world, because I have the opportunity to. I have the platform. I have but that's the thing. I mean, even if you have a small platform, it doesn't matter the size of your platform, you still have a voice. And that's the whole thing about voice now, is that we all have a voice. And we can all really, we just have to be honest and open with one another. Obviously everybody is different and it's tough, to come together. Obviously you see what the world's like these days. But yeah, this is just a platform for us athletes and other celebrities, and our fans to come together and give back to the communities that need our help, the communities that have been kind of ignored and pushed aside. And yeah, so right now we have a community of 100 athletes that are really really excited to and with us to give back, and whether it's in their community or it's in the community that they're playing in or where they're from. Yeah, we're just excited to lend a helping hand.
We were talking a little bit about Voice Now, your foundation that you started. Just looking at sort of some of the things that have happened from the Black Players for Change Coalition, the Black Women's Players that are also doing the same thing. Being that you're in Europe while some of this stuff is happening in the U.S., was there like a sense of hopelessness? Like you couldn't really be there with your community at that moment? Is that why some of the, like, you're starting this coalition with some of these other players?
I think, yeah. I mean, at the time when those videos were going on, when the George Floyd killing, where the videos were going on and all those protests were going on. Yeah. I was a little sad that I wasn't back in America and could step up with my community. But at the same time, we had a protest in Dusseldorf that my sister and I went to, which was awesome, to see just all those different people come, and from Germany in Europe. Yeah. 4,000 miles away from where it really happened. So it was amazing, and a very humbling moment for me to see all those people kind of stand together for change and for what's right. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it's been these last couple at least like 12 months have been very transformative, and seeing not only what players have done. I mean, we've had a couple players involved in the Black Players for Change organization. And something feels to have changed where collectively within, football clubs, the conversations are happening, right? Like you watch Premier League games and there's a giant banner that says Black Lives Matter, kneeling at the beginning of every game. It does feel a little bit more like that, players can talk about these things without feeling like they're going to be ostracized.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now it's kind of like, kind of normalized, I guess, in a way, you can kind of complain about it and people will now listen.
Yeah, of course.
Especially with the institutionalized stuff. I mean, it seemed like maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, they'd be like, what are you talking about? We have a banner that says end racism. So we ended racism. So what are you complaining about?
100%.
Like, no, but stuff's happening during the game. It's like, well, it can't because we have a banner.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now it seems like it's sort of understood. And that's at least it steps in the right direction.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. It's going to take some time. But yeah, steps in the right direction.
All right. Well, we had another football question from Gully Squad, and I like this one. This is from Matt Haney. He had asked about Pep. We haven't spoken about Pep, obviously, the legendary character. But he asked, Pep Guardiola is known for his tactics and playing out of the back. I'm curious, how much does he work with goalkeepers specifically, and does he emphasize any particular skills in addition to footwork?
I said we wouldn't ask about footwork, and here we go. But they asked, so go for it.
It was inevitable. Man City, it was inevitable. So usually our trainings we're with our goalkeeping coach for 30 to 40 minutes every training, and then we'll go in with the team and we'll do tactics, or we'll do building out, or we'll do games or shooting or something. It'll really depend on what we do in training. Will depend on what the team, what the next game, like what that team likes to do. So like Burnley kind of likes to high press. So yesterday or today we were doing a little build out, but we haven't worked on build out in the last like couple of weeks because the last five teams we played haven't really pressed us too much. So stuff better, like that.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard when the teams sit back. It's so much harder for us. It's so much easier when teams press us. Obviously it's a little risky, but So, I mean, yeah, we obviously the keepers have to have good feet, but it's also about like reading the game and reading where the space is, where the open guy is, where the press is coming from. It's all that stuff. So I mean that comes with training and just reps and reps and reps and training. Yeah.
Does okay. Pep like to drop in like some gems, like, you know what I told Messi, and everyone's like, what now?
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't do that. He should though. That would be interesting. I'd be listening.
Yeah, so far, maybe this is gonna be a quick one. You've had a couple games already, playing for Manchester City. Has there been one save so far that you're like, oh, okay, I'm here? This is any particular player that you were excited to get a stop on, that took you back a little bit?
I mean, honestly, I haven't had to make too many saves. The guys in front of me, honestly, they've been kicking ass. So yeah. They've been blocking everything. They've been, really keeping the balls away from the net, which has been nice. But I mean, obviously getting some action here and there is fun. If I had to pick a save, I mean, I'd probably say the one against Bruno Fernandes in the Man U derby. That was pretty cool for the Carabao Cup. But I mean, yeah, that was cool. But I mean, yeah, I haven't had to really do too much.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Which isn't a bad thing.
All right, just like Laporte, yo, do your thing. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or sometimes you're like, could you guys take it easy a little bit? I want to get some action out.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Especially when it's cold. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much to Zach Steffen of Manchester City for joining us today. It's an absolute honor. It's been great, seeing your rise to, from MLS and now at Manchester City playing Champions League games. Like, honestly, as USMNT fans, we are genuinely, genuinely proud.
We hype. We are wild hype, man.
Thank you for joining us. Zach, is there anything you want to let people know about before we sign off?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say any support for Voice Now, any donations, anything that you're willing to give, whether that's time, whether that's effort, whether that's we're doing this virtual 10K run this Saturday to raise funds. So whatever you're willing to give, follow us at Voice Now on Instagram and Twitter. That's Voice with a Y. Not an I. And then you can find us at voicenowfoundation.org. It's just giving back about just, it's just about giving back. Being kind.
Right.
All right. We need more of that. So that's great. And Zach, we have, this is time, our time to do, your goal celebration, GIF. Is your goal celebration, Jeff? What do you want?
At the end of the match, you ran all the way forward. Pep brought you forward. You scored that header. What do you do?
Wow. I think I'm just running over to the corner, the flag, and I'm just going.
There we go.
little Captain Amazing. America.
That, or I'd be like, I'm here. I'm gone.
Yeah, you know what? It's like it was never in doubt,
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for joining us. Make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans as well on all social media platforms. Follow Fubo Sports and make sure to subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the program. All right, Zach, let us end the show the way we normally do, as is tradition. So for Zach Steffen, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!